You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio Online Show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I'm here every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For each of my episodes, every time you listen to my podcast, you need to get ready with pen and a paper because you will get tons of information tonight and in every episode. So get ready. If you have any questions, save them and I'll let you know where to ask them. Hopefully your questions are going to be answered in this episode, and if not, you can message me on Facebook, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah.
Ow, it hurts that you're not using smarter tools to manage your business.
You work too hard to work this hard.
Collecting receipts? Is it the 80s? Does anybody have a mixtape I can borrow?
You should be chasing pets, not chasing payments.
QuickBooks gives you a sweet set of business tools that'll do all the hard work for you.
You may groom corgis, but you don't have to work like a dog.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it.
It's time to get yours.
QuickBooks, backing you.
I just want to also go over how if you are changing your career in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, whatever that is, so you need to know certain things. So changing careers in your 30s can be a big step, a leap of faith even. With a decent amount of work experience behind you, making a change in this phase of your life can feel risky and exciting all at once. Deciding to ditch your current career to chase something new can be the absolute right choice for you. However, it might not be your career causing dissatisfaction, but your job. Before you trade in your suit and tie for chef's apron, take the time to figure out what's really causing your angst. And if you do decide to switch, take the time to understand what you're in for before you quit. So let's go over some reasons for a career change at the age that you are now, assuming 30. So sometimes we dream about changing careers when what we really dislike is our job. Maybe you and your boss don't get along, or you can't stand your nosy co-workers. Sometimes the company makes decisions you don't agree with, but the decisions don't impact you. These are problems with your job and not necessarily your career. If you and your boss are basically besties, the company is making all the right moves and you love all of your coworkers, but you still find yourself dreading Monday morning, then the problem is probably your career. Take some time and analyze your current job to figure out what's bugging you. Is it something you can fix without changing your entire career? Or do you need something that your current job can never give you? So let's go over number one. You need a new challenge. Maybe you are settled in your job. You know all the processes and procedures. In fact, you've streamlined so many processes that there is nothing left to streamline. You come to work, sit down, know exactly what tasks you have to do, when to break for lunch, where you are having lunch, and everything is done by 5 p.m. on the dot. Kind of boring, right? Maybe what you are craving is new challenges. If you feel like you've learned everything you possibly could about your job and there is nothing left for you to fix, it may be time for a change. That change doesn't have to mean starting a new career. Consider staying at the same company but transferring to a different position. This allows you to tackle a new set of challenges, but keep your benefits and possibly pay level. If there is nothing to transfer to, some new projects outside your typical responsibilities might be just a challenge you need to re-energize your growth. Number two, you've got new priorities. Maybe you had a baby, or you've got an aging parent, or your spouse is in the military. There are a million things that can happen that force you to reassess your priorities. Maybe the corner office isn't your goal anymore, or you don't like where your current career path leads. Whatever it is, your new priorities and your current career just don't align anymore. You want to pursue your passion when you were growing up. You probably wanted to be anything from an astronaut to a zookeeper. As you matured, you discarded some of the more outrageous ideas, professional dinosaur, and picked something a little more realistic, accountant. But picking something realistic doesn't mean it's your passion. Perhaps deep down, you always wanted to create a comic book or do a stand-up. No matter what your passion is, you've decided that you are not wasting any more time and you are going to go for it. Number three, you're just not happy. Sometimes you choose a career and think it will give you everything you want. Then you reach the top of that field and you discover it doesn't make you happy at all. While it's a mistake to think a job can make you happy, you should enjoy what you do. If you dread every Monday morning because you love the idea of going to your job, it's time to reassess your career path. Like I said before, for me, I love Mondays. I dread weekends, actually. I don't like weekends. I love Mondays. For me, it's just the week is too short. I want to go back on Monday to work. I want to see clients. I want to start working on whatever I have to do. And kind of like weekend is slowing me down. So if you are a type of a person who likes weekend, who likes to actually wind down a little bit and don't like the pressure at work, then yes, you have to reassess yourself and think, why exactly am I staying in my job if I'm not happy? But to make a career change, you have to understand that you need to know your strength in order to make that move. Because if you are going to change to something else that could be challenging, that could be something you just want to switch to, thinking it's going to give you more money, but you might also dread Monday again. So you don't want to be in that cycle of looking for a job, changing careers over and over, and that's it. So pros and cons of changing careers. Before you do anything, consider all the pros and cons of changing careers in your 30s, 40s, or 50s. While you may not let the cons stop you, don't forget to consider the following. The con, you likely have years of experience in another career field. Possibly the first struggle that comes to mind when considering a career change at 30s is leaving behind your years of experience. You've likely been out of high school or college for about 10 years or more. Perhaps you really honed your craft or have moved to a manager position. Starting over can seem defeating. Now, for some, starting over means to start from the bottom, which is a big mistake. Because if you had a salary of $60,000 a year, why on earth you would want to go to a position that will pay you $40,000 a year? And I bet a lot of you who are considering to change careers are not changing because of that. And when I have clients tell me I want to change career and I think I'm going to have to start entry level, it's a huge mistake, very huge mistake. Because When I do the assessment, all of the skills that you are trying to apply for a certain position, I highlight those skills. So you don't have to start from the bottom. You actually have to transition from the same level, career level, but in a different industry, in a different place. So you are not actually stuck. And a lot who want to change careers is because of money. They want to get more. Some just think, I'm gonna go to school and get a degree and I'm gonna change the career. That's also a big mistake, because why would you just go spend years and years going to college, especially you are like in a mid-crisis and you're thinking of just, you know, getting a degree. And by the way, if you have a bachelor's degree and you want to go back to school, you are not getting any financial aid. No matter what income you have, no matter what financial situations you have, you will be ending up getting loans. So this type of mindset of thinking, I'm going to go for an entry level, or I'm going to go back to school and start a new career, that's a huge mistake. You have to have a career coach who will guide you, who will assess you, who will get you to the job that you are dreaming of. I have been changing my careers over and over again, not starting from the bottom, not starting from entry level, but transitioning to my mid-level position. I was a manager and I transitioned to director. I was a regular cashier, I transitioned to supervisor. I transitioned and I was in the restaurant industry, I was in the bank industry, I was in the financial industry, I was in an education industry. So for me, career change was a piece of cake. Really, it was a piece of cake. And wherever I am today is not because I didn't know what I was doing, I didn't start from the bottom, I actually transitioned the way I wanted. So if you do not know how to do that, I recommend you do not go entry level position. Do not go back to school. You will have to sit down with me and go over your skills and reassess it. If you think you know how to reassess it and you feel stuck, message me on Facebook, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, and I will respond to you. If you don't have Facebook, email me, letstalkcareerswithsarah@gmail.com. If you're listening it as a podcast, my contact information is in the description of this podcast. So you might as well just click it and go through it and you will find me. I really don't want you to be not happy with your career situation. So now let's go back to cons. Let's continue with that. So employers may want someone with experience. In the catch-22 that many new grads are familiar with, you need experience to get a job, but you need a job to get that experience. If your new career field isn't related to your old one, you may run into difficulties applying for jobs without related experience. And I have a lot of people telling me, oh, it's ageism, I'm too old, that's why they don't want to hire me. It's not true. It's not true. When you go to a job description and you go to qualifications, that's the first thing I look at, the qualifications. I don't look at job description anymore. I go scroll down all the way to qualifications and I look what exactly they're looking for. If they are saying 10 plus years of experience, they are not looking for college grads. If they are looking for 14 plus experience, they're not looking for college grads. They are looking for someone with experience no matter what age you are. If you are 50, you probably have that experience and you are probably the priority one who is going to get hired. So another con will be it can require extra time. Unless your new career field doesn't require experience and you feel confident you can land a job, you are likely going to need to find extra time in your schedule for training. Consider where you are going to find the time. It may mean working your current job until 5 p.m. and then spending your evenings or weekends getting experience in your new career. You might have to give up your free time and sacrifice time with family and friends to achieve your goal. And whoever does that, that's the perfect way to do it. You sacrifice temporarily until you gain the skill that you want in order for you to get to a new career change. And also, if you feel that you don't want to do that, it's too much for you, then you might as well just stay where you are. If you are settled, I know Steve Jobs once said, do not settle. Continue growing all the time. Find time to continue to grow. When I have coaching sessions with my clients, I give you homework. You have to do homework. If you're a type of person who don't like homework, who don't like to work, you want the coach to do everything for you, well, I cannot be at the interview with you. You will have to practice at home. I cannot be present in your career journey wherever you are. I can guide you, I can coach you, and the way to do that is to give you homework. And I will monitor your progress. That's the way you evaluate yourself. And I am, as a hiring manager, I'm going to role play with you. I'm going to prepare you. I'm going to actually ask you those questions that you might be asked at the interview. And I will give you like a cookie cutter answers. Now, you may have to take a cut in pay and benefits. That if you feel that you need to start as an entry level, if you feel you need to go back to school. The fact that you're doing entry level and going back to school, you're doing more damage to your own self, more damage to your family, because you may take a cut in the pay and benefits. Changing career paths may mean you have to start out at a lower pay grade than you would like. That's the mindset you might think of, and you might end up there. Take a look at your finances and budget to truly determine if it's possible to make less money. Come on. If you live in New York, I don't think you want to do that. If it's not, consider taking on a side job. And on a side job, you probably will have, again, to sacrifice your time, your family time, your free time, and concentrate more on gaining new skills. But as a coach, I'm going to help you for a shortcut, not to go through that. And also, at your present job, you may have worked your way up to 6 weeks vacation, plus 5 personal days, plus 8 weeks sick leave. You might have some extra time in the bank. You'll lose it all when you leave your current job. And you might have to start over with just 2 weeks vacation and 3 PTOs days, pay time off days at your new job. And if you are, and I know many of you don't want to do that, don't want to go there. You don't switch jobs because you are afraid of that you are going to lose your benefits, you're going to lose your time off, and also your paycheck. But as I said, with me, you are not going to lose any of that. You're actually going to gain more. If you know how to convey your strength and you know how to communicate your wants, you are going to get where you want with the salary that you want. You will know how to adjust, and if they have an objective, you know how to overcome it. So you are not going to lose your dream career. Now, I'm going to go over the pros. It's never too late to switch careers. When changing careers in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it's important to remember that you have many working years left. Even if you're 50, you have to retire at 67, so you have about 17 more years. So you have many working years left. If you start a new career in your 30s, you can gain 10 years or more of experience in your new career field. And with all of the transferable experience, you already have, you may find yourself at the top of your new career field faster than a fresh and inexperienced college grad. And you might earn better money and benefits. It's also entirely possible that you'll make more money by changing careers in your 30s. The starting wage in some industries can be more than an experienced wage in another industry. And if you are changing sectors, you might discover bonuses and raises are higher, allowing you to earn more, or you may be switching to a career field with a better pay. While you may not be able to negotiate for additional vacation time because you lack experience, the new field may have more generous vacation and leave policy to start. Now, you offer more diverse skills. While you may not have specific experience, you may have unique skills only you can offer. And that way to know is only when you assess your skills in order to say that. Since you've likely been working for 10 more years, you've gained life experience than less seasoned employees don't have. You've also got a track record that hopefully demonstrates you're a reliable and loyal employee. Sometimes these things are more valuable than experience in any field. A new career can infuse energy into your work life. A common reason to change careers is that the old one wasn't fulfilling anymore. If you come to a dread going into work, feel uninspired, or have no room for professional growth in your job, changing careers can be a boost of energy. Starting something new while scary can be life-giving and motivating. It can be a great change of pace and can cause you to go from hating or tolerating your job to loving your work. And by the way, you can say word for word of why you left your current job or why you are leaving your current job. You can say that you feel uninspired or have no room for professional growth in your job, or you are not energized going to work and you are looking for something challenging, something that you can grow professionally. And they would love this answer, believe me. Now, let's go over some steps to changing careers in your 30s or 40s or 50s. If you've decided you can take another day in your current job, it's time to plan your career shift. Get a new job in the same industry. If you like your industry but don't like your specific job position, consider a lateral job change. Look for a job that allows you to use the skills you've already got, but also lets you learn new ones. For example, if all you've ever done is the business side of your industry, consider a new position that lets you experience the customer side. You'll gain valuable skills and new insight into your industry, and that can make you a more desirable employee in the long run. As a bonus, you'll be tackling new challenges, and that may scratch the career change itch you've been feeling without having to learn a new industry from the ground up. Take it for a test run. Whether you are going to with a different job in the same industry or a new career area altogether, try a test run before you commit. You may think that your new career path or job sounds glamorous, but as you probably know, there's always more to a job than meets the eye. Consider volunteering in your new career field first. This may mean a few nights a week or even a weekend, but test driving your new career for a new month can help you decide that you are making the right choice or that you need to reconsider this new career. If volunteering is an option, try freelancing. Some careers, writing, graphic design, lend themselves to freelance gigs so you can test the waters. You probably won't make very much money while you freelance. In fact, you might feel like you are volunteering, but it's a great way to get acquainted with the field and get a few portfolio pieces together if you decide to go for it. Now, I have to say that I had a client who was he was a project manager in Morgan Stanley. And Morgan Stanley is a financial bank. So he wanted to stay in a financial industry and he wanted to switch his career from project manager to finance. It's been last September since he looked for a job. He's been going from interview to interview to interview to interview until August. He contacted me. He said, I'm going from interviews. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They're asking me hard, questions and I don't know how to answer. He signed up with me, we did interview coaching, and I found out that he wants to switch careers into financial industry without assessing his skills for that industry. He thinks he knows the financial industry, he thinks he just wants to get in, but he did not assess his strength. So he couldn't convey his strength. He couldn't communicate his strength in that field. And I would ask him, if you don't reassess, how on earth you are going to get the job? You have to reassess your skills in order for you to get there. If you don't know how to get there, why waste a whole entire year getting there? Hire a coach who will help you to do that shortcut, that you could have gotten a job within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks. Now, he tried to hire me perhaps sometime in April. And then he said, oh, I have an interview, so I think I'm good. I think I can do that on my own. And I said, okay, you think you can do that? You think it's easy? Okay, so have a good luck. And surprisingly, he contacted me in August. And he said, if my coaching session is still open. And I said, sure. And we discussed about his questions that he encountered. And I helped him how to answer them easily. And I told him to be confident. And I taught him some strategies of how to be confident. At first he thought, oh, I think that is rude. I'm like, why would that be rude? These people who hire you, they need you. And they know that you need them. And I don't want you to feel that you are the only one who needs them. I don't want you to beg for a job. I want you to understand that they also need you to fill a position. Because without you filling the position, they did not accomplish their goal. So being confident in you are, letting them understand your value, your worth, your strength. That way they will understand and know, okay, we have a candidate who understands our position that needs to be filled in, and we're kind of going to move forward with this person. So my strategies work. If you feel that you need a career coach in your interview coaching, don't waste any more time. Hire a coach who will get you there. Seriously, hire a coach. You could have just gotten a job within 2 weeks and not really wait a whole entire year. Sometimes neither volunteering or freelancing is an option. In that case, consider a working vacation. Devote some of your vacation time to a career exploration. Schedule some informational interviews, attend some networking events, and research your new career. Use the time to build contacts and find out everything you can. Depending on your contacts, you might be able to intern in the job to see if you really like it. If you can take those connections, there are companies that specialize in helping career changers connect with people in a new field to test drive an intended job. So re-educate yourself. As you research your new career, figure out if you need to go back to school for a degree or see if you can complete a bootcamp program or even a certification program to get started. Now, some certain positions, you do require a certification. You do require going back to school. So, for example, if you want to be a nurse, any healthcare industry, you need to go back to school and get that degree in that type of field. If you want to go for, let's say, HR, you do need to go back to school and get a degree in HR. So some industries require you to have a degree in that particular field. Some industries don't. So you have to make that decision. Now, successfully switching careers in your 30s. A career change in your 30s can be a great opportunity, but it's not something you should do without considering all of your options first. Still nervous? Then I'm going to have you book with me a call, a career coaching call, a career changing call, or interview coaching call, and we are going to get you wherever you want to be. This is a process. Remember, it's not a one-time deal. It's not like you are going to do it overnight thing. It's not going to work like that. It's a process. It requires a lot of planning, assessing, and of course, getting wherever you want to get. So, if you still have any questions, you can message me on Facebook, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, and I can answer your questions on the next few minutes. And if you feel that you don't have Facebook, you can email me, letstalkcareerswithsarah@gmail.com.
Hey, did you know you could get paid to travel the world and teach English? I'm Tamara with Let's TEFL, and I'm here to introduce you to the world of teaching English overseas. Native English speakers are in high demand all over the world. Think Thailand, China, Italy, Spain, and schools will pay around $2,000 to $3,000 per month for qualified teachers. It's a great way to see the world and get paid at the same time. With our online course, you can become a certified English language teacher and work all over the world. You don't need any previous teaching experience. You can study at your own pace and gain your qualification within a few weeks. We'll provide extra training to help you pass job interviews. And we'll even help you find an exciting job overseas. So what are you waiting for? Click the link below and get started today.
If you like this episode, please follow and share it with others. Join my group on Facebook called Let's Talk Careers Inner Circle. If you would like to be featured on my show, let me know in the group. And I have an event coming up, Career Readiness Workshop. It's on August 20 at 7:30 p.m. You will learn about job strategies, interview skills, and this will be your opportunity to network with others. More details on bit.ly/Career Readiness Workshop.
Hello, this is Sarah Yusupov. Stop by my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss about your dream job, career coaching, answering your questions regarding careers, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Global Networks.